Earth and Sky.
Thursday, April 19th, the slender waxing crescent moon shines in the west shortly after sunset tonight and resides quite close to two major celestial attractions, Venus, the brightest of all planets, and the Pleiades, the most celebrated of all star clusters.
Venus is easy to see because it's the brightest star-like object in the western twilight sky. The Pleiades is much dimmer than Venus, but it's still readily identifiable. You'll easily recognize the Pleiades as a tiny dipper-shaped pattern of six little stars all wrapped in mist. The Pleiades is small but distinctive.
A few weeks from now, the Pleiades star cluster will disappear into the sun's glare. The historic Zuni of New Mexico called the Pleiades their seed stars. They knew it was safe to plant seeds in spring once the Pleiades were no longer visible in evening dusk.
Unlike the Pleiades cluster, the Moon and Venus don't shine in the west on this date every year. The Moon and Venus were considered wanderers by the early stargazers, but these worlds do exhibit regular cycles. On this date, 19 years from now, the waxing crescent moon will return to almost the same place in the sky, right by the Pleiades cluster. As for Venus, it'll return to virtually the same spot in the sky every 8 years.
So that's the Moon, Venus, and Pleiades tonight. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
We're at earthsky.org.